zira.
Oh, praise be the name of the Lord.
Zitara shiri rumbi.
I'm sure these young ones, they are doing us good.
Tinotenda kuti vana vechidiki ava vari kutiitira zvakanakisa.
Especially for me.
Nyanya inini.
Because I'm going to see the innocent one after service.
Ndichazoona vechidiki uyu akachena mushure meshumiro.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We continue today with our thoughts.
Tichienderera mberi nepfungwa yedu nhasi.
Which we spoke about last Sunday.
Yatakataura pamusoro payo musi weSunday.
At thy word.
Pashoko renyu.
Amen. Luke 5, verse 1.
Luke 5, verse 1.
I see technology today is playing up. So technology or no technology, the word of God will go.
Amen. Verse 1.
It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret.
Zvinovanhu vazhinji vakati vachimumanikidza kuti vanzwe shoko ramwari iye amire pagungwa reGennesaret.
And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen, when gone out of them, they were washing their nets.
Akaona magwa maviri ari pagungwa, asi vabati vehove vakanga vabuda maari vachisuka utava hwavo.
And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship.
Akapinda mune rimwe igwa raiva raSimoni, akamukumbira kwaari kuti abve pamhenderekedzo paduku apinde mukati mumvura. Zvino akagara akadzidzisa vanhu vazhinji ari mugwa.
Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught.
Wakati apedza kutaura akati kuna Simoni, pindai kwakadzika mukande utava hwenyu kuti mubate.
And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net.
Simoni akapindura akati, Tenzi, takatambura usiku hwose tisingabati kana chinhu. Asi zvamadaro imi ndichakanda utava.
And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break.
Vakati vaita izvozvo vakakumba hove zhinji utawa hwavo ukaparuka.
And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink.
Vakaninira shamwari dzavo mune rimwe igwa kuti vauye kuzovabatsira. Vakauya vakazadza magwa ose ari maviri akatenge oda kunyura.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
She varopa fadze kuverengwa
kushoko ravo. We may take your seats.
Ngagare henyu pasi.
Would like to thank the Lord once again this morning. For giving us an opportunity to come into his house. To tell him, in fact, by coming to church, we are just confirming the side you are on. You are not on the devil's side, but you are on Christ's side.
Iwe kungouya kuchurch uri kutoratidza kana kusimbisa rutivi rwauri kuti hausiwe kwaSatan asi uri kwaKristu.
You know, the devil has got many reasons that he can offer or proffer to you not to come to church. But praise be the name of the Lord, we have managed to come this morning to worship him.
Amen.
Amen. We continue with our thoughts at thy word. At thy word, we are saying, is another way of saying, we believe, Lord Jesus Christ, whatever word you say, it is true. And also to say, whatever he says, we take him as per his word.
Amen. tinongobatira pamashoko avo.
A man is as good as his word.
Munhuka kuti agonzi munhu zvinoenderana kuti anochengeta here mashoko ake.
So whatever you say determines or speaks volume of who you are. Oh, yes, who you are.
Iwe mashoko aunotaura anotaura zvizhinji pamusoro pekuti umbori ani.
Amen.
Amen.
In respect, you know, children, they are not even taught how to lie.
Munoziva vana havatombodzidziswa kuti vanonyepa, kuti vadzidze kunyepa.
No wonder why our precious mothers, no, they do good in trying to remove, you know, that spirit in them by taking, you know, these little things that they use on them when they lie.
Vanoita basa rakanaka pavanotora shamu vachidzidzisa vana tusareva nhema.
No, children should be happy if your mothers, if they apply that on you, because they are just removing, you know, foreign things from your bodies.
Imi vana vadiki kana mama vachimbopota vachishwapura munofanira kufara nekuti vari kudzinga madhimoni.
Hey, my friends, are you happy with that?
Vechidiki munofarira izvozvo here?
Let me just see the heads of the little ones.
Vana vese simudzai maoko kana muchifarira kushwapura mama vambodzinga madhimoni.
Oh, that one is an honest one, hey?
Pane mumwe akatendeka, mumwe ari papa papa. Ah, vamwe vese.
God bless you for that.
Mwari vakuropafadzei nekuda kwaizvozvo.
No, the mothers who know they will do their duty.
Hazvisi kureva kuti ana mama vacharegedza kushwapura, vachaenderera mberi nebasa.
You know, I heard a story.
Ndakambonzwa imwe nyaya.
To say, you know these children sometimes when the service is long, it's too long.
Vana kana shinyiro yareba.
They want to go outside and play.
Vanengavachida kuenda panze vonotamba zvavo.
So they start playing in church.
Saka vanotanga kutamba muchurch.
And then the good mothers want to hear the word.
Zvino vana mai varida kunzwa shoko.
So first of all they will tell, hey, the Johnny or whoever the name is, keep quiet.
Kuti chikomana chimbonyarara kana chisikana.
After continuing, then so this sister just took a hold of the baby. So I understand, I think the head was under the arm of the mother. Yeah. So as she was moving out, then the baby said, "Saints, remember me, pray." You know, these young ones, you know, they'll be hearing what we'll be doing. I'm not sure if the saints remembered. Oh, we thank the Lord. Amen. We also thank the Lord for sending us Malachi 4.
So tinotenda Mwari nekuti tumira Malachi 4
to preach the word to us.
Kuti paridzira evangeri.
And this is the word which we are saying we are taking 100% of it.
Iri ndiro shoko ratiri kuti tiri kutora rese.
I will not leave anything.
Hapana chatiri kuzosidzira.
As long as it was said.
Chero zvakangotaurwa bedzi.
We'll eat all of it.
Isu tiri kuzomedza rose.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes
tsinguva
it might appear as if it is hard or scrubbing.
Zvinogona kuita kunge rakaomarara shoko kana kuti rukwesha kana kumara.
Or sweet.
Kana kutapira chaiko.
But we'll take the whole of it.
Isu tinongotora rese.
Remember we're told to eat the lamb.
Rangarira kuti takanzi idyai gwayana.
The whole lamb.
Rese.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Last time we read a couple of quotes. We'll not go into those ones. But just maybe I will just read one portion. as we go into our thoughts this morning. The prophet says, in the message, where I think Pentecost failed, paragraph 18, we just want to take God as His word. So if the word tells us to stop doing something, we say, at thy word, Lord. If it says continue doing one or two things, we say, at thy word, Lord. As long as it is the word, we say, at thy word, Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says, and when a believer is placed in Christ Jesus, you are planted in there in the inexhaustible fountain of life. And the more you drink, the more you push out. So we want to encourage each other to say we need to drink of this word. Well, I believe that Jesus says, me, that's good. Then how about the Holy Ghost? Believe He would give you the Holy Ghost, He promised it to you. About divine healing, believe it, He promised it to you. Every redemptive blessing belongs to you. Just drink and drink and push out.
That's
all. Everything you have need of is right in you. So you have to drink so that which you want is in you. Even in the natural, if you don't take or drink water, you know for sure you would want to commit suicide. So if you also don't drink of this message, know for sure you want to commit spiritual suicide. So drink, drink, and then you push out. So sweetness will just come out of you if you drink of this message. Because when you receive of the Holy Ghost, everything you have got need of between here and glory is right in you then. It ain't faith that you need. You've got faith. If you have got the Holy Spirit, for He is your faith. But the thing you have to know is how to use that faith. I know the devil throws in doubt and unbelief, such that as the message or the message is going on, somebody saying, is this true? That is the duty of the devil. But I want to tell you, Malachi 4 said, I say this, unbelief does not stop God. Did you hear that? Even if the devil this morning, if he's throwing the spell of doubt, throwing unbelief, but we are saying at thy word, unbelief does not stop God. Does not stop the his program does not stop his move. Does not stop nothing but the unbeliever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you tell the devil,
Satan,
away with your unbelief. Because even if he comes anywhere with that, it will not stop the movement of God. Praise be the name of the Lord. Even he comes and says, today they say there is no such thing as the Holy Ghost. But that don't stop it. The devil can whisper that to you. No one has the Holy Ghost. But it won't stop somebody receiving the Holy Ghost. The people got right on getting it just the same. They say there is no divine healing, but they go right on getting healed just the same. They say there is no joy. People right go on shouting the same. There is no such thing as the baptism of the Holy Ghost that you Pentecost talks about. But the people are filled with it every day. They might not be able to explain it, but they know they got it. That's the main thing. So unbelief doesn't stop God. We know we got it. I'm glad to associate myself with people who has it. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil says. In fact, the more he says something, the more you should go the other way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A new vocabulary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me read another one again. Now don't you listen to one foul thing the devil has got to say. You see, whatever the devil says is foul. If the devil shows you or tells you something evil about one of the members of the body of Jesus Christ, don't believe it.
Kana Satan akakuratidza chimwe chinhu, kana akakuudza chimwe chinhu chakaipa pakati penhengo yemutumbi waKristu Jesu, usachitenda.
For as soon as you believe it, you will mar your experience.
Paunongochigamuchira chete, watosvibisa chitiko chako naye.
And if you see one of the members of the body of Christ doing something evil,
iwe kana ukaona imwe nhengo yemutumbi waKristu chita chimwe chinhu chakashata,
don't tell nobody else.
Haikona kutaurira mumwe munhu.
But go to that member and with love and see if you can't bring them back to Christ again.
Iwe enda kune nhengo iyoyo murudo woona kuti ungatadza here kuvadzora kuna Kristu.
And if you can't do it,
kana usingakwanisi,
then tell one person or let them go with you. Do it the way the scripture says. Did you hear what the prophet says? And how many promise to say we'll do as what the prophet says? At thy word, Lord. We should take it per his word. You go to that member with love. Don't go with hate, but go with love. You know, if you go with love, it diffuses even the hate or the anger that will be in that person.
Zvinotoparadza ruvengo kana hasha dzinenge dziri mune munhu iyeye.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
From the passage we read,
vapachikamu chegwaro chataverenga,
Peter and his friends, they spent all the time.
Petro neshamwari dzake vanga vapedza usiku wose.
I'm sure it was their business to go look, catch fish so that they could sell and make a living out of that.
Ndorakatengeriri basa ravo, unobata hove wotengesa mhuri dzorarama.
But on this particular day,
asi muzuva iri,
they did it the whole night and they caught nothing.
Vakazviita usiku wose havana chavakabata.
You know, sometimes God allows situations to come our way so that after all is said and done, He gets the glory.
Mwari dzimwe nguva vanotendera zvimiro kuti zviuye kwatiri, kuti kana nyaya yacho yazopera yese, ivo ndivo vanowana kubwinya kwacho kwese.
Imagine on this particular day, after a whole night of working, if Peter and company had caught fish, do you think they were going to appreciate the miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Munofunga here kuti Petro neshamwari dzake dai vanga vakambobata hove vaizoyemura chiitiko kana nana rakaitikana rakaitwa naKristu Jesu.
So God allows situations to happen.
Mwari anotendera zvimiro kuti zviitike.
Right or bad in your eyes?
Zvinenge zvakanaka kana zvakaipa mumeso ako.
But at the end of it all, just take him at his word.
Asi muchirema zvozvosi chimutora pashoko rake iye.
Simon Peter, he said, Lord, we have toiled all night.
Simon Peter akati isheka
and have taken nothing.
Hapana chatabata.
Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Zvisinei pashoko renyu ndakudzikisa rutaro.
The fact that he took God at his word,
it's
Peter had done his part. It was now up the Lord Jesus Christ now to take or to do his part now. The prophet says, paragraph 14, at the middle of it,
paragraph 14,
he began to preach. So after he asked for the boat or for the ship,
as
what we read in Luke chapter
5.
So he began to preach.
And
the people begin to believe and mountains begin to come down across the hills. This new fellow that was performing miracles, doing signs and wonders,
who seemed
to know things before they taken place. What a phenomenon. And all of them come down to hear him, begin to press towards him to get close to him. Now the prophet says, now let's change the camera just a moment in our mind. I like the way how he addresses his choice of words, the prophet. Now, so shift the camera in your mind and let's see what's happening. So we are seeing what was happening in Jerusalem. Luke sitting up there on the stump or an old chunk along the side of the seashore. I see Peter sitting up there and James and John, the sons of Zebedee.
Sitting
up there, had fished all night long, discouraged. Any of you fishermen know what it is to fish all night and don't catch nothing? That's really discouraging. Sure, fishermen, I think it also means fisherwoman, eh? Sure, there are some sisters here, they used to go fishing, I remember.
True.
Yeah, I'm sure. Zakadzokera kumashure. Hey.
Those ones, they backslid.
But I'm sure you know what it's like when you go fishing and you catch nothing. You feel discouraged. Now, during that discouragement, somebody comes and say, launch unto the deep. So they've washed out their nets and hang them up to dry. And then there was sitting on a stump. And some of them say, well, here comes that guy, that preacher. Let's see what he's going to say. I can see the old apostle get the chunk and sit down. After a while, he began to listen. There's something a little different about that fellow. Moves his chunk just a little bit closer. After a while, he's standing right up against him. There's something about him that drawed men to him. He still got the same power. If I'll be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto him. Listen, no matter how simple the gospel is, if Christ is in it, it will draw people. He is the greatest magnet. As we talked about this afternoon, the world has ever known, draw all men unto me. Then when the crowds got great, I see him looked around, I believe he knew that the ship was there. So he stepped into the boat. Listen, now our story begins. He said, Peter, thrust out just a little bit. I want to preach a while. And while he stood there, he began to preach to the people. Well, after he got through, he borrowed Peter's boat. And he never borrows nothing lest he pays for it. Did you hear that? Even if he borrows your lips to testify to somebody, for sure there is a reward with that. Now, Simon, I want you to thrust out into the deep, launch out. So this morning also, as we talk of thy word, Lord, behind your mouth, we are also saying, launch out. Oh, I like to speak on that for a while. Launch out. That's one of the trouble with people's faith tonight. You are afraid to turn it loose. There's so many of you who've got faith, but you are afraid to let it loose. Your faith without works is dead, just as the body without the spirit is dead. If you have got faith, show me your faith through your works. Peter showed or expressed his faith through works. When he was told to say, launch unto the deep, though he knew that he had toiled all night and caught nothing, but he expressed his faith through by doing that exactly which the Lord asked him to do. Now we see Paul was justifying Abraham by faith. James justified him by works. Paul said Abraham was justified, Romans 4, by faith. And so James comes over and says that he was justified by works. James. Now both of them, one confirmed the other.
Zvino Jacobo ouya obva ati akaruramiswa nemabasa. Vaviri ava vari kuwirirana mune chinhu chimwe chete.
Now Paul was speaking what God saw. His faith.
Aitaura pamusoro pezvakaonekwa naMwari kutenda
kwake. James is speaking what a man saw, his works.
James ari kutaura pamusoro pezvakaonekwa nemunhu mabasa.
Now, and if you say I got faith in God and afraid to put your faith to work, then it won't do you no good.
Iwe kana ukandine kutenda muna Mwari, wotya kuratidza kutenda kwako mabasa. Zvino hakuna
chinhu. You got to launch out.
Unofanira kutoenda.
That's the matter with the people today.
Ndo dambudziko nevanhu nhasi.
Of this world, many of them have faith, but they are afraid to launch out with it. You are just afraid to venture a little bit. You know, to
venture,
it is something that is risky, or a daring course of action. You are afraid you might fail. Or to be disappointed. But the prophet is saying, you just need also to venture a little bit. It was risky what Peter was doing. To say all night you had done something and you caught nothing. And somebody is telling you to say, go repeat the same thing. If nothing had happened, I'm sure these colleagues of Peter were going to laugh at him. To say, Peter, we saw you toiling all night. And now this man, this new preacher, is telling you to launch into the deep and you believe him. So Peter did venture. So this morning we are also saying we are looking for a sister who can also venture into something, though risky, but you are saying I'm just venturing into it. Your wife for a long time has not been coming to church. Your husband not coming to church. You might be the only one who is a message believer. But you can say this morning, Lord, I'm just venturing a little bit. I want to launch into the deep. You are able to catch that fish, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were called, yes, you are going to be fishers of men. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Read what the prophet says.
A
super sense.
A super sense.
A paragraph 37, the prophet says.
Paragraph 37, Brother Branham Manuti.
If somebody says,
Mungunagati.
Sister so-and-so, brother so-so, sister, don't you believe one word of it?
Sister Ningi na brother Ningi, iwe usambo zvitenda.
You just leave it go.
Chingo siya zvakadaro.
Remember, the devil is trying to tear you to pieces.
Rangarira kuti ndi Satan arikuda kubvarurai bvarurai kusvika mama mvemve.
Now just look at him come in because he will do it.
Iwe chingomutarira chiuya nekuti ari kutozozviita.
Now you let the good man of the house, which is faith, stands right in there and don't you receive one thing. These people you have been set in heavenly places with you to fellowship together around the blessings of God, taking the communion taking communion at the table, and the Holy Spirit has witnessed that in his children of God. Let's just be real sweet, kind-hearted, forgiving, loving. Now, we are saying at thy word. So, we are supposed to be real sweet. We are supposed to be kind-hearted, forgiving, loving. And if any other person talks evil against you, at thy word, Lord, you talk sweet against them. Hallelujah. Something speaks evil against you. You talk sweet against them. Watch how sweeter comes to you then. That's right. Just always return good for evil, love for hate.
Iwewe unofana kudzorera ndiro yakanaka pane yakaipa. Wodzosera rudo pane ruvengo.
You know, brother and sister, the issue of love is so great.
Nyaya rudo iyi
is so great, brother and sister.
Inyaya hombe, hombesa.
Yes, it is the love of God. It is God himself. So if you have that genuine love, you have God inside of you. You therefore can say at thy word, Lord, because the God is in you already. No wonder why you see the devil wants us to shoot one another. He knows if you don't have that love, yes, we are defeated even before we start. But if we have that genuine love, it brings unity. Because the love in the one brother, which is the same as the love in the other brother or sister, because God is in both of them, it brings you to go together. It becomes unlimited what God can do in a church like that. The power of love
Simba rerudo
brings in the power of unity. Remember those people were building that tower going to heaven. God saw to say what they were doing is not right. But he then also realized to say, because they are united, the power of unit, what they are going to do is going to flourish. Now, if they were flourishing with something that is evil, how much more if we're going to do something that is right? If we're going to love one another, how flourishing will East Tabernacle be? Amen. Knowing this person hates me, knowing it, you know it. But you talk sweet against that very person. That is only a person who takes God at his word. That is something supernatural. And when we are talking at thy word, we are believing the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he speaks the supernatural things, yes, you can say, hey, thy word, Lord. Brother and sister, I want to challenge you today. We have to take God at his word. Lazarus, 4 days he has died.
Lazarus anga afa mazuva mana.
In the grave he was.
Anga atori mumbwiro.
But when he heard the voice of the supernatural one,
pakanzwa izwi remweya ramwari,
we said, Lazarus, come forth.
Pakadaidzira kuti Razaro muka.
Even though he was dead,
nyangwe anga akafa,
he said, at thy word, Lord.
Akati pashoko renyu Ishe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When that was declared, at thy word, Lord,
pazvakangosimbiswa kunzi pashoko renyu,
he rose up.
Akamuka kubva kuvafa.
So if a dead person,
kana munhu akafa,
can believe,
achigona kutenda,
and say, at thy word, Lord,
kuti pashoko renyu Ishe,
how much more a believing and living brother and sister.
Kuzoti hama iri kurarama inotenda shoko.
I challenge you this morning.
Even
your doubt has to go. You have to take God at His word. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are tired of being taken for granted by the devil. We are taking God at His word. The devil comes with this hate. Oh, but we are taking God at His word. He comes with His hate. I come with love. Praise be the name of the Lord. This is taking God at His word. The word of God will defeat the enemy. Anytime, anywhere, under any condition. It doesn't matter if that condition says there is hate. The word of God defeats the enemy. You have no justification, my brother, to say this one hates me, therefore I'm also going to hate that person. No, what you are justified with is to display love. I think we just need to hit this devil of hate again. You know, the Holy Ghost doesn't move where there is hate. Where people are sowing seed of discrepancy, that devil has to go out. We have to chase it out in the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God should freely move. Sweetness among His brothers. Sweetness among His sisters. It should not happen. To say a brother means another brother, but changes course. Because he does not see well this brother. What you should do, brother, if you see a brother or a sister changing course, run after him. Run after him, my brother. Catch him. Embrace him.
Say,
God bless you, my brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That devil has to go. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are taking God at His word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just do your part to take God at His word. It is God who will drive that evil spirit away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, that spirit of hate has to go. It destroys you. Your prayerful life will disappear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the problem is not that other person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, we are not talking about that. We are not talking about that person. He has to fix his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we are talking about you. You know somebody hates you. For good or for bad, whatever, you know he hates
you.
It can happen. Somebody can just hate you for wearing a nice dress.
No,
it happens, it's the devil.
This satanica.
But don't you worry about that. You should also not hate that person. No. You love that person. You know, love is so powerful, my brother and sister. You know, these other things, yes, we can talk healing, blessings, etc., etc. But where there is love, these things, they will just take care of themselves. There is a quote where the prophet says, a little love outstretched brings in healing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes you might not even need to pray for somebody. Just love a person. That old soul just disappears. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, those old souls, yeah, they have to disappear. Just hating David for nothing. Imagine David, he prayed for him for evil spirit to go away, yet you hate that person. That's the devil. But David, he did not hate Saul. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Just look, he had the opportunity to kill Saul. But he said, "Touch! I will not touch the Lord's anointed one." This is a man after God's heart. He had the love of God. This is expected of you, of me, my brother, my sister. We are not going to allow the devil to separate us. Maybe let's just read what the prophet says about that. In the message, the Great Commission, you love this quote, I know it. It's one of our favorite quotes. 13, the prophet says, if the devil can keep us separated, he has got us shooting at one another. He's got an open target. He wants to shoot. And what's the use of shooting? We are shooting one another. So he can just sit back and relax. It's us who are supposed to relax, my brother. But if we start shooting ourselves, the devil then relaxes. Remember last Sunday, we talk about Jehoshaphat. Where he asked God to pick a fast, him and Judah. And God fought for them. Hallelujah. The people who had come to fight against them, they turned against each other while they were just singing praises. So they were relaxing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, but if we, on the other hand, start shooting one another, a brother or a sister shooting one another, instead of us relaxing, it is the devil who will be relaxing, watching, enjoying the fight.
Satan manje kwete isusu ndiye anozodekara otarira achiona tichibvarurana achitoseka kuti uyo akanyanya.
Did you hear that?
Mazvinzwa here.
For sure he will be watching.
Satan anenge akatarira
and enjoying.
Achitonakidzwa.
But we are not going to give him that chance.
Hatisi kuzomupa mukana iwoyo.
It is us who are supposed to relax.
Isu tisu tinofanira kudekara.
While we watch,
takatarisa,
his kingdom crumbling down. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But did you, let me just give you, if I have found grace in your sight through God, You take my word for it, brethren.
At
thy word, Lord. We take the prophet at his word. Because it is thus says the Lord. So he is saying, take my word for it, brethren. In other words, he is saying, don't doubt it. Believe it. So if you want to be a blessing and get a blessing, when a man has done you wrong and he has absolutely, justly, I mean he has done you wrong and you know that he has done you wrong. Not only wrong, but evil. Don't mention that you take to him in prayer before God. Hallelujah. He is saying, take that to God in prayer. Maybe let's just go back a little bit, even before you go to prayer. The Lord says you should forgive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You should forgive. Maybe let's just read it. That's Mark 11.
Mark 11.
Mark 11, 25.
Mark 11, 25.
Praise be the name of the Lord. The Bible says,
Bible not.
Mark 11, 25.
11:25.
Or maybe let's start on 22.
Verse 22.
And Jesus answering says unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou moved and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Zvirokwazvo ndinoti kwamuri, mumwe nomumwe unoti kune gomo iri, simudzwa ukandwe mugungwa, asinganyunyuti mumwoyo make, asi achitenda kuti zvaanoreva zvichaitika, uchava nazvo.
Therefore, I say unto you, what thing soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Saka ndinoti kwamuri, zvinhu zvose zvamunonyengeterera nokukumbira, tendai kuti muchazvigamuchira, mugova nazvo.
25. And when you stand praying,
kana
forgive.
Muchinyengetera, kanganwirai.
If you have an ought against any, that your Father, which is also in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses.
Kana muine makano mumwe nokuti baba venyu vari kudenga ndokuti vazokwanisa kuregereraiwo makadzenyu naye.
But if you do not forgive, neither will your father which is in heaven forgive you your trespass.
Asi kana musingakanganwiri imi nababa venyu vari kudenga havakukanganwireiwo imi pamunodarika.
Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet is saying, when you want to be a blessing, you take your brother in prayer. But before you go into that prayer, you should forgive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight, or this, okay, tonight, remember, we agreed the other time, we say tonight or this morning, one and the same thing. In any case, we are going to a place where there is no night, no day, it's just day, because the light The Lord Jesus Christ is the light of that city.
No wonder
why we are supposed to be the light of the world. Because the great light is the light which we should shine or display. So we should forgive, my brother. You know somebody has done you wrong. You might have an oath against that person. You are saying, I'm waiting for him to come to ask for, to say sorry to me. There are people who do that. I'm waiting for him to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For us, we are saying we should forgive. Because you want to be a blessing. You also want to get blessings from the Lord. So we should forgive. The Lord Jesus Christ,
Ishe Jesu Christ,
he had done nothing wrong. Yet they took to crucify him.
Vakamutora, vakamuroverera.
He knew it.
Aiziziva.
You know it.
Iwe unoziva.
That he had done nothing wrong.
Anga asina maka.
But yet he said,
Asakati,
Father, forgive them.
Baba, varigiriri.
They do not know what they are doing.
Avasikuziva zvavari
kuita. That's a Christian attitude.
Uyu ndomaonere
mukristu. We are saying today,
tirikuti nhasi,
even if you know
nyango uchiziva,
your brother has wronged you,
hama yangu yandikakarisha,
and he is wrong,
iye hongu yakakarisha,
you should say, Father,
woti baba,
forgive him. Forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's what Stephen did as well.
Stephen.
He was testifying, telling them, you are stiff-necked. Oh, yes, he was preaching the word. And these people, they could not listen any longer. They picked up stones, started stoning him. But look at the person with the Spirit of God. He said, I saw the heavens opening up. He said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. It is not a small thing, brother and sister, to say somebody who is killing you or wants to kill you or to take your life, and you can say, Father, forgive them. It takes the genuine love of God, that agape love. Hallelujah. No wonder why we speak about the love of God. Because with these other things, I tell you, you'll not be able to forgive somebody who has wronged you without the love of God in you. Without the genuine love of God, you can't be real sweet, you can't be kind-hearted, you can't be forgiving, you can't be loving. We read, a man has done you wrong and has done you evil. Don't mention that. Take to him in prayer before God. And don't take it in a way or self, just selfish, and say, well, I'm supposed to do this. But stand with your shoulder to his shoulder and stand in the presence of God our Father.
Mira iwewe, wakaisa bendegete, paisipa ni bendegete ya marako, muupu omari, baba wedu.
At thy word, Lord.
Pashogore nyishe.
I know it is hard.
Dino ziwa zaka oma.
It is difficult.
Shoku adi zaka oma.
To say your husband who is just beating you.
Kuti murumo oku, aruku kurova, kanota changu, vamu kurova.
You take to him, to God, shoulder to shoulder.
Wenda nae, pamberipa mwari, maka enzana.
Your wife who has refused to make breakfast for you,
Mudzimai wako aramba kuitira tea makuseni.
But we are saying you should take to him before the Lord shoulder to shoulder. As we are talking about thy word, just think of somebody who has wronged you. Somebody who has done you evil. And we are saying that's the very person we are going to take shoulder to shoulder in prayer today. I didn't hear amens there.
Amen.
We are saying somebody who has done you wrong. Not that you are thinking or you heard. You are 100% certain. Yes, yes, you might have heard him saying it. And it pricked your heart. But today we are saying, forgive that very person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are going to take that person in prayer, shoulder to shoulder. The way a prayer should be made in the presence of God. Father, here is my brother. He deserves punishment because he has done me evil. You know, in prayer, brother and sister, I remember it was one of the all-night prayer meetings. I mentioned the people there. Yeah, I say, I enjoy, we are not so many. We are not feeling the church like we are. During the all-night prayer meeting, I think that's sort of about maybe a month or thereabouts. So I was saying, I'm happy we are not that many. Such that I can just go in my corner there, maybe where somebody will not hear when I'm praying. So when I'm praying, when I'm alone, I know it's me and my God. I will say anything. Anything, because he is my father. Anything. So that's exactly here. Tell father, would say, no, this brother. This one, he has done me wrong. No, it's a fact, he has done you wrong. And he deserves punishment. No, this is Malachi 4, he's saying this.
Brother Branham,
but,
I see.
Listen.
Terira.
Let's continue. Then let God go to talking to you. And you see, maybe what that man has been through. The devil has twisted him up or somewhere. Though he is absolutely wrong. Listen. Before you leave the throne of God, you will be feeling sorry for that man. You are sympathizing with that brother. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So you are there on your corner. You are saying, yes, this brother has done me wrong.
He's
supposed to be punished. But you then say, Lord, when you went on the cross of
Calvary,
you died for this brother. Lord, forgive him. The prophet then says, you'll be sympathizing for that brother. And when you get back down to earth again, you go over to that brother and shake his hand. The one who has done you wrong, go shake his hand. amens are becoming less again.
Ma amen ari kuita mashoma.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh yes. At thy word, Lord.
Pashoko renyu ishe.
So if the word is saying go shake him,
kana shoko richitenda unomukwazisa.
Oh, go and shake him.
Ah, itoenda ka unomukwazisa.
God, pray and say, Lord, give me the courage so that I could go and shake his hand. God will make it possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And also, even if you have done something wrong, you have also wronged the other person. You should go and say, brother or sister, forgive me. You know, brother, you might be moving, carrying on a burden. Maybe that brother had already forgiven you. But yet yourself, you still have it in your heart. Now, when you want to go and pray, you can't pray well enough or a breakthrough because that thing is coming back to you to say, but you have done this to that brother. So the word is saying, go and confess to that brother. Go and ask, say, brother, sister, forgive me. It is hard. But we are saying, hey, thy word, Lord. Peter got the benefits of a thy word, Lord. I can guarantee you, my brother, if you go and ask for forgiveness from your brother, from your sister, there are also benefits associated with that.
Paragraph 135.
The token. I don't care what the people says. If the words of God, if the word of God says it and promised it, I believe it. If the word says it, that settles it. I don't care what anybody else says. So, brother, whatever the word of God says, do it. Doesn't matter what somebody else will say. If you go and confess, God will take care of everything. Then when you got all done, you have applied the blood and you have believed every word, then take your token in prayer, be fully convinced.
Prophet says,
move out.
Buddha.
Some people want to apply the blood and stay in. You apply the blood and kick all the trash out of the house and have a house cleansing time. I know sisters, they don't want to stay with dirt in their houses. No wonder why every morning they do house cleaning. If we clean our houses, natural houses, we should also clean even our spiritual houses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the devil who doesn't want us to cleanse our houses.
Satan asingade kuti tichenese dzimba dzedu.
But if the word is saying clean your house,
asi kana shoko richiti geza mbongo,
we are saying thy word, Lord.
Tiri kuti pashoko renyishe.
God will give you all that is necessary to ensure that you clean your house.
Mari vanokupa zvese zvinodikanwa kuti uchenese mumba mako.
In the natural, you might not have the money to buy the things that are necessary to clean your house.
Pamwe panyama, mari yekutenga madomestos nema sunlight haipo nema handy end.
But your spiritual life, no money is needed, brother and sister.
Asi pamweya hapadi mari.
Just go to that person and say, brother, forgive me. Sister, forgive me. You have done your part.
Ndiregerere waita chikamu chako.
And if you have done your part now,
kana waita chikamu chako manje,
you can approach God
wakugona kusvika kuna Mwari
and say, Lord, I have done my part.
Kuti Mwari ndaita chikamu changu.
I have confessed my sins.
Ndareurura chivi changu.
Now, at your word, Lord,
zvino pashoko renyishi,
you can look for a scripture in here
unogona kutsvaga gwaro riri muno
which you want.
Chero rawada.
Because there is no condemnation in your heart.
Nekuti moyo wako hamusina chinokupomera.
You can say, Lord, I want to marry.
Kuti Mwarika ndakuda kurora.
Show me my wife.
Ndiratidzei mudzimai wangu.
God will give it to you.
Mwari vanokupa.
Because you have cleansed your house.
Nekuti wachenesa imba yako.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You can then say, Lord,
what, Mary?
My husband is not coming to church.
Murume wangu haasikuya kuchechi.
You can then say, at thy word, Lord, what? I have applied the token.
What, pashoko renyu, naisa chiratidzo.
I want my husband to come to church. I want my wife to come to church. Oh, brother and sister, if you have done your part,
kana
if you have rolled the stone, for sure he will come and say, Lazarus, come forth.
Kana wagungurutsa dombo, iyanozoya kuti Razaro buda muguva.
Do your part, my brother.
Itachika muchako hama.
I'm looking for a sister today.
Ndirikutsvaga hanzvadzi.
I'm looking for a brother.
Ndirikutsvaga hama.
Who is going to do his part?
Irikuzoita chikamu chake.
I know God will do his part.
Ndinoziva kuti Mwari vanoita chikamu chavo.
Oh, look at that prodigal son.
Tarira mwana komana uyu.
He thought he was living well.
Aifunga kuti airarama zvakanaka.
He was enjoying life.
Achifara achiwane mufaro chaiwo.
Until then he realized.
Svikira akazocherechedza.
I'm doing wrong.
Akati ndirikuita chakaipa.
I cannot feed with swine.
Handigone kudya pamwe chete nenguruve.
Then he said, I'm going back home.
Akati ndakudzokera kumusha.
It was not a good sight, my brother, my sister.
Chachisiri chimiro chakanaka hamanzva.
To see somebody.
Kuona mumwe munhu.
Who was well dressed.
Anga akapfeka mushi.
But now he was tattered and torn. I'm sure he could have sold some of his clothes to buy money so that he can buy these things of this world. But he said, I'm going to swallow my pride. I'm going to go back to my father. And the good thing about the father, in his mind, the son, he was saying, if I reach to my father, I will say, Father, treat me not as son, but as one of those hired servants. But look at the father. The father was even looking forward to seeing his son come back home. So God already is looking forward to you to ask for forgiveness. He is waiting patiently for you. Maybe he wants to do something for you. The angel might even be ready to hand over something to you. But he is waiting for you to roll on the stone first. Hallelujah. So it is you, brother. It is you, sister, who is delaying your blessings. Don't blame anyone. Blame yourself. I challenge you today. Fix your life. Then go to God. And say, Lord, I've done my part. Lord, I confirm I'm a sinner. I confess my sin. Sins. What can stop me to get my blessings now? Because I've done that which you allowed me to do. The word way. I tell you, my brother, demons will just go away. Oh, I tell you, brother and sister, sometimes you don't even need to be prayed for. Just confessing your sins, a disease can just disappear. A demon can just move away. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I heard this story. People were praying for a demon. But the demon will not move. It will not move out. They will pray. They then called. There were three ministers praying for that demon. The demon refused to move. Then they called another minister. The minister came. Then he said, "You demon, why are you not moving out?" Then the demon pointed at this one minister. So what's the problem? He is a liar. So the other minister say, "You out." Then he said, "Out now." So I said, "No." Then he put it the other one again. I'll tell you what. Then the other pastor said, "You out." Then he said to the demon, "Why are you still here? Out!" The demon again. So there were now two. He pointed to the other one now. Then the minister, he said to the other minister, "Out!" As soon as the other minister went out, the demon went out. Hallelujah. This minister didn't have to pray. But the demon was not moving out because these ministers, they had unconfessed sins. Hallelujah. In fact, there is also even another portion where some also stubborn demons, you have to do prayer and fasting. There are some demons that are stubborn. Stubborn demons. But praise be the name of the Lord. There is no demon, no matter it's a small one or it's a big one, stubborn, not stubborn, as long as it is a demon, it cannot stand. If we just take God at His word, these signs shall follow them that believe. Demons, they know it. No wonder why the Lord Jesus Christ, when He was moving, demons will just cry out. The Lord has said, He didn't even say anything. He was just moving. Demons will start crying out. Peter was just also moving. A shadow, casting out a shadow. Demons of sickness. If I'm sure by that time, those that were with evil spirits, they were running away from the shadow of Peter. Because they knew if they just get into contact, not with Peter, but the shadow of Peter, the demons will have to go. Sickness will have to go. How about you, my brother? How about you, my sister? Even we are talking of a shadow. but you lay your hands physical, touching, and the demon is not moving. We are saying, Lord, at thy word. We are taking you at your word. We have done our part, Lord. We are asking you to do your part. Praise be the name of the Lord. Don't worry, today I'm not going to follow my notes. Whatever we, the Lord will allow us to say or not say, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. The power of the token.
Simba rechiratidzo.
If the word says apply the token,
kana shoko rikati isa chiratidzo,
we say amen.
Tinoti amen.
At thy word, Lord.
Pashoko renyu ishe.
And if you apply the token,
kana iwewe ukashandisa chiratidzo,
God is obligated to ensure that which you have applied the token for brings to pass.
3:7:3,
the prophet says,
3:7:3, Brother Branham Manot,
in the message, the token,
token.
Apply the token in prayer
iwewe shandisa chiratidzo munamati,
with consideration with believing. Apply it with such love till you know it's going to take place. That's it. Apply it in confidence, believing is going to help. When you talk to that child, when you talk to your husband, talk to your wife, talk to the loved one, believe that's going to help. Just stand there and say, Lord, I've claimed them, they are mine, I'm getting them for you, Lord. Apply it, create that atmosphere around you, that they will just drop right into it. If you got the token, you can create a spirit around you, a power that when you talk people, know that you are a Christian. They love for you to say something to them. They believe your word. What you say, they hold on to it. That's apply the token, then you walk with it. Claim your household. You must do it now. This is the evening time. Now you have been listening a long time, and this is the evening time. Is applying time now. The wrath will strike one of these days. It might be too late then. Apply the token in confidence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll read what the prophet says again. And the message, the token.
Paragraph 362.
Believe for safety. Then apply. Here's what you want to believe. See, you want to believe your own safety. You believe your safety. Then apply the token for the whole family. How can I do that? Claim it. If it worked on you, then the word becomes one. Amen.
Amen.
It works for both you and your family. You and the word are one. Then apply it to your children. Apply it to your loved ones. You apply it like Rahab did. She applied the token to her father. She applied to her mother. She applied to her brothers and sisters and got them all in.
Saraka baka shansa chiratidzo kuna baba, kuna mai, kune vakoma, hanzvadzi nevaningina zvikashanda.
You apply it and say, Lord, I'm going after my son.
Iwe shandisa chiratidzo kuti Mwari ndakutera mwana
kana. I'm going after my daughter.
Ndakutera mwana sikana wangu.
I claim her.
Ndinomutora.
Satan, you turn her loose.
Muregedze.
I am coming after her. I apply my token, the Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit that lives within me. Catch my daughter. I am going to her now. With your anointing upon me, he will do it. Praise be the name of the Lord. And we know all things work together for good. They work for good, my brother, my sister. If you just take God at his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people were told to say, go round about Jericho. Though it appeared crazy. But they took God at his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even the prophet, he was told to say, speak to the storm. And what happened? He said amen to that. Remember, I'm sure some of you remember the testimony Brother G gave us some years back. When the prophet went hunting, and that there was this brother, you know, some people they shot something, but this brother did not. I'm sure he was feeling sorry for himself. And then the prophet told the brother to say, you are also going to shoot. This brother, I like this brother. He said, I'm sure in his heart he said, at thy word, Lord. What did the brother do? He took his rifle, went by a tree. He slept. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Because the prophet had said he was going to shoot. So he believed in the prophet. So he said, whatever happens, even in my sleep, I'm going to shoot. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We like people with such kind of a faith who take God at his word. Oh, the brother, he went to sleep. He only got up when he was disturbed from his sleep. And what he then cocked his gun. And he shot. Oh, so the animal woke the brother from his sleep. Because he had believed the word of the prophet. So I'm saying you to this afternoon, my brother, my sister, if you believe the word of the prophet, whatever he says, if you believe it, it will come to pass. Whatever the word says, if God takes his word, it will come to pass. It's not up to you how it's going to take place. Your duty is to take God at his word. You just stand still and you will see the salvation of the Lord. Because remember we said, Lazarus was dead 4 days. But when he heard the voice of the Maker, he resurrected. Also, brother and sister, the word of God, which you can pick in his word, if you can declare, pull a scripture there, pull a verse, and say, Lord, at thy word, Lord. You're saying, Lord, I'm taking you at your word. You're saying, Lord, you said, ask anything in my name, I will do it. You say, at thy word, Lord. Oh, brother and sister, I'm looking for somebody who wants to say, Lord, I'm going to die to my senses, but I'm going to hold on to your word. Natural science or natural sight can declare something to you. It could be so something out of this world full of fear. But I'm encouraging you this afternoon. Let's take God at His word. If the prophet was told to speak to the storm, oh, you can also speak to your storm, my brother. Hallelujah. I'm not saying speak squirrels into existence. Natural squirrels you might not even eat. But speak your squirrels, your particular one, into existence. Sister Hetty did the same.
Sister Hetty,
she believed the word of the prophet. She said, this is nothing but the truth. In other words, she was saying, at thy word, Lord, if it happened, if it brought fruit for Sister Hetty Wright, you can also say, Lord, I'm also applying the token for my wayward one. I know God will bring it to pass. Because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, God has no respect of persons, my brother. But He respects the faith that's within you. I believe that. As we close, let's just open Psalms 91. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Glory to God.
If we take God at His word, okay, maybe I'll just won't start from verse 1. I'll just jump.
Verse 5.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. We are saying, at thy word, Lord, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. At thy word, Lord, 1,000 shall fall on thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee, at thy word, Lord. Only with thine eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked. At thy word,
Lord.
Behold, thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. At thy word, Lord.
As we stand to our feet,
there shall no evil before thee, neither shall there any plague come nigh thy dwelling. At thy word, O Lord. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. At thy word, O Lord. If you take God at His word, my brother, nothing will fall to the ground. Remember, God has respect not for persons, He has respect for His word. If you only take Him at His word, you know you are guaranteed. Whatever might come your way, victory is certain. Because you are taking God at His word. Praise be the name of the Lord. Let's close our eyes. I'll ask Brother Chigudu to come pray for us. Praise be the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Terera imari anota. amaterera yemare ye alota amaterera yemare alota ona mari anga nya ucho ona tika famba na Jesu Yesu tino taura ama tika famba na Jesu Yesu tino taura ama tika famba.
Thank you, Lord.
Ona bari anga
nyazisi
chukwa. Ishe tiri kuterera shoko renyu mangwanani ano. Tiri kuterera zvamatudza mangwanani ano Mwari. Ishe wangu mune hanya neupenyu hwedu. Baba wangu ishe kana mauya kuzotaura nesu. Tinoteerera Jehovha. Mwari tisati tauya pano tanamata. Tikati douyai mugotaura nesu muservisi. Ishe manzwa kuchema kwedu. Manzwa mina mato edu. Maona zvishuo zvedu. Mwari mataura nesu zvechokwadi. Ishe wangu Jehovha tinokutendai. Baba wangu mazewezera munzewe dzedu. Dimi ishe menge muchitaura. Baba tiri kuuya Jehovha. Mwari ishe baba pashoko renyu. Ishe wangu mataura nesu mangwanani ano. Mutsvene toda kumira neshoko renyu. Ishe mune hanya ne Isli Tabernacle. Mune hanya ne kereke edu. Mune hanya ne muri dzedu. Mune hanya ne umwe neumwe wedu ishe. Baba Jehovha samasimba. Maona zvakakodzera Mwari. Maona zvakafanira Jehovha. Baba kuti mutaure nesine nzira yakadai. Ishe wangu mutsvene makanaka. Ari kumazwa akawanda ari kutaura. Pane zvakawanda zviri kutaurika. Asi ishe matudza mangwana nano. Titendeuke meso edu. Tibve kwatakatarisa ishe. Kune zviri kutaurwa nevanhu. Titarise kushoko renyu. Mutsvene Jehovha. Baba tiri kuuya mangwana nano. Ishe tiri kuti pashoko. Ndopa tinoda kugara. Tiri kuti mangwana nano. Pashoko renyu Jehovha. Ndopa nekumutswa. Tiri kuti mangwana nano. Pashoko renyu Jehovha. Ndopa neupenyu usingaperi. Tiri kuti mangwana nano. Pashoko renyu Jehovha. Ndopa nekupodzwa kwedu. Mutsvene tibatsire. Ishe makarurama. Baba munotida mangwanani ano. Tinokutendai Jehovha. Mwari munotida Jehovha. Oh ishe makanaka. Baba makatifanira. Mwari torumbidza zita renyu. Tinokutendai neukuru wenyu baba. Oh ishe mangwanani ano. Tinorangarira baba. Pamuchato yepakana. Ishe Maria mai wa Jesu. Akazevezera munzewedze wazhinji. Zvikandi zvese zvaanenge akuudzai. Mugoita izvozvo. Baba tibatsirei mangwanani ano. Tibatsirei Mwari. Tibatsirei Jehovha. Kukunda kwedu. Sekereke. Pakazorora pashoko renyu. Promotion yedu Mwari. Yakazorora pashoko renyu. Oh mutsvene. Satani waiswa pachena. Satani wakundwa. Mweru wengo waiswa pachena. Satani wanyadziswa. Mweya kutsamwira dzimwe hama waiswa pachena. Baba tatsunga moyo mangwanani ano. Tatsunga moyo sehanzvadzi. Tatsunga moyo sehama. Tatsunga moyo sekereke. Kuti isho toda kutora shoko renyu. Shoko renyu rinoti tidanane. Tidanane Mwari. Tidanane Jehova. Tiregererane. Oh isho tibatsire. Mwari tinoudzwa na Brother Branham. Wanotiudza nezvadin wekuLutheran. Zvikanzi akanyora 22 pages. Atitaura zvakaipa pamusoro pemuprofita. Zvikanzi nemuprofita ndakaerenga tsamba iyoyo. Ndobva ndatanga kupindura. Ndobva atanga kutaura zvakanaka pamusoro pemurume uyu. Ndobva atanga kutaura zvakanaka zvose pamusoro pemurume uyu. Baba tinoshuwa hunhu wakadai. Kupindura zvakanaka. Patinenge tichitukwa, kupindura mazwi anowaka, patinenge tichishorwa, kupindura mazwi anoumba, patinenge tichipopoterwa. Oh Lord, Baba tibatsire. Oh Ishe Jehovha, kunyange takaudzwa mashoko, makukutu Mwari, matipa solution, Baba takuenda takagukuchira muhumbodo dzedu Mwari. Hatichaenda nemashoko ekukwadza. Takubuda pano nhasi. Tine mashoko ekuwaka. Mashoko erudo. Mashoko anotapira. Oh Mwari. Tinokutendai mangwanani ano. Baba munotida zvechokwadi. Oh matiudza Jehovha. Zvikanzi kune inonzi house cleaning. Oh Mwari. Zuva nezuva tinotsvaira mudzimba dzedu. Zuwa nezuwa tunotsvaira mahofisi yedu. Asi yakwana nguva manje yekuti kereke yedu itsvairwe. Dzimba dzedu dzitsvairwe. Madhimoni emakuhwa atsvairwe. Madhimoni ekuseurana atsvairwe. Baba tode kugara mukereke yakachena. Mweya mutsvene uri kutsvaga kereke yakachena. Kupodzwa kwevarwere kuri kutsvaga kereke yakachena Mwari. Shati batsire. Mwari tinokutendai mangwanani ano. Nekuti shanyira nenzira yakadai. Oh mutsvene makanaka. Ishe tinotora mukana uno. Tichikutendai nemufundisi wedu wamashandisa. Oh mutsvene Jehovha. Tinokwanisa kutaura. Kuti taakuenda kumba tashandurwa. Oh mutsvene Baba. Tanzwa izwi renyu. Takadzidziswa neshoko renyu. Zvikanzi kana manzwa izwi rangu musaomese moyo yenyu. Baba Ishe asina kuomesa moyo yedu. Tagadzirira kuregerera. Taona kuti hazvina pembedzo Mwari. Hazvina pundutso. Kugara takabatira pamagodo. Kugara takabatira pane zvinotitsamwisa. Mwari hazvitibatsiri Jehovha. Taudzwa nzira yekuita. Kuti tine hurombo. Kuenda kunoregerera wakatitadzira. Baba asina kumirira kuti wauye kwatiri sezvamataura. Toda kuenda kwavari. Toti tine hurombo. Kana takakanganisa. Ndochikristu Baba. Tinokutendai nekutiumba nenzira yakadai. Ropafadzai mufundisi wedu. Ropafadzai mhuri yavo. Muape zvishuwo zvemoyo. Mupe kereke yedu zvishuwo zvemoyo. Mwari tinokutendai nenguva dzakadai. Rumbidzwa henyu Ishe namatwa ine kusingaperi. Wana wenyu vachabva pano vakuenda kudzimba dzavo. Tinonamata muwape kufamba kwakanaka. Mugovachengetedza mutsvene makarurama. Tichitarisira kuzosangana zvakare sevhisi inoteera. Toisa zvese mumaoko enyu nekutenda. Nemuzita rinokosha raJesu Kristu. Amen and amen and amen.
The blood, it's